Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and today we are talking the Heaven and Hell music video, specifically the director. I know in the aftermath of this video coming out and how impressive it was, there were a number of people saying, who directed this? Who directed this? I saw it on Twitter, I saw it on What's Up Ever, our Kanye Instagram, just people being like, who directed? And I had no idea until Cuzzy here reached out and let me know that it was Arnaud Bresson. And Arnaud here has it in his Instagram handle. So we're going to go over a little bit about Arnaud just to kind of make sure it's archived on the channel, right? Who directed this video? Because if you're like me, you think this is an amazing entry into Ye's music video collection, right? I would say that looking over the entire body of work of Ye's music videos, he has the best music videos of any artist, right? Because I know Michael Jackson has like the most iconic music videos of any artist, right? But Ye has so many music videos that are such high quality, dynamic, interesting, covering everything from the early days, right, of College Dropouts and how powerful like all three versions of the Jesus Walks music videos are, up to the present day with this Heaven and Hell video. He ranges from really fun, like the Otis music video and Touch the Sky videos, to really artistic, like this one, like Lost in the World. So I don't know. I don't think it gets any better than Ye's music video body of work. And the fact that Heaven and Hell, I would argue, goes in there as a top tier music video is a testament to the quality and power of this video and the images. So a little bit more about Arnaud. You can see here from his biography, Arnaud is a shockingly young director with a background in art, design, and animation. Arnaud directed his first commercial film for Diesel's Watches, Fossil, and his first music video, Hot Caramel, Soul Wax Remix for the Peppers. These were followed by music videos for Amma, RL Grime featuring Graves, and Heady One and Fred Again. In 2020, Arnaud won Best New Director at the UKMVA, United Kingdom Music Video Awards, for his music video Afterlife for the Flatbush Zombies and James Blake. So that lets you know how new in the game he is, winning like a Best New Director award in 2020. So getting the opportunity to work with Ye must have been incredibly exciting. And you can see here a little bit on Arnaud's Vimeo page. There's Heaven and Hell, of course, the Biba Doobie video. And this is the Flatbush Zombie video, which is really cool. And I wonder if this was kind of the calling card that got him the gig. You can see you have this skeletal imaging over this figure. It's very VR heavy. So I can imagine that Ye seeing this, not VR, FX heavy, seeing this, knowing kind of that this was going to be a FX heavy video, it was just kind of a perfect match as somebody that had that experience, bringing it to the table with something on the scale and scope of Heaven and Hell. And then some of the other videos, a Nike Vapor Max, Heady One, Grime, Monochrome, are the Amma, and then here a Capsule. And then okay, favorites, and then I have a Kanye bookmark. Okay. And then here, going to the actual initial Instagram post, right, that was 6 days ago. This is Heaven and Hell by Ye. Thank you, Kanye West, for expanding my field of vision. I probably learned more in the last 4 months than in the last 4 years. So that also gives you just a timeline into how long they were working on this video. It was a four-month project and just really had some staggering visuals, right, from turning the kid's eye before we go into this kind of like rapture-y moment here that recalls some imagery from what was it, Vincent Dore art from the Divine Comedy, specifically the Paradiso, Paradise. So this is one of the images taken from that or inspired by that. This is another one, the Whirling Souls. You get the people just in this very shadowed, stark, empty feeling city at the very beginning of the video. You can even see here the map says Inferno, which is just kind of another call out to the Divine Comedy ness of this all, the Dante-ness of it all, right? And then here, another one of the images, and then the John Martin illumination at the end that gets revamped for this music video, taking out the historical figures and throwing in the cloaked people. This is the Fall of Babylon, which in the video I made covering the music video, we talk a little bit more about the implications of this painting being called The Fall of Babylon at the end and what that means for the earlier parts of the video and all of that. But you can see Arnaud here just saying, Billy Walsh, thank you for introducing me to the game. Thanks, bro. Billy wrote on Never Abandon Your Family. So I guess maybe he got, he was one of the connects when Ye was just like, I need somebody for a video. And it's just like, I got your guy. Lori here for always being there, especially when things look impossible. Thanks, my family, Division Global, since the beginning. Division Global also participated in Listening Party 3, specifically in editing together the 30-minute version of Listening Party 3 that people are able to rewatch. And Arnaud actually directed the 30-minute version, just, I think, deciding what got cut, what stayed, the look and the feel of it. I thank you for these two directors of photography who worked hand in hand without any ego. If I had known that would work that well, I would have done it earlier. It's Paul and Julian. Thanks to Mikros to achieve the unachievable. And shouts out a couple more people. And I can't thank enough of the people who often work long nights. Yeah, you know, when working with EA, it's going to be a long night. Charlotte, best art director. Ras Bartram, Jenny Roche for your stylism. What else? Nicholas in the edits, Arthur for the color grading, Stefan and the concept artist, which I really love the concept art. That's actually something else I want to shout out. Just look at this concept art, right? This is the city, and you can see just kind of the detail, the shadowed people, how dark and kind of stark and edgy everything feels. Here again, you get this facelessness. It really captures the mood that we saw in the music video. It's just really compelling. I wish I could see all of these, like the storyboards for the whole video, but line producer, my bro, and your team, casting, like moral support, special thanks, but also thanks. And then Kanye, Donda, Yeezy Gap. So yeah, if you want to know more about the team, if you're just kind of a film nerdy person and want to kind of dive into some of the details about this, if you're that into the video and the specifics, which I know some of you probably are, you can just go to our Arnaud's page and click on that specific photo. Which one? This one here, and you'll get the list of the team. So that's it for this video. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.